Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, November 18th, 2024. The Belfast Community Compost Collab is making composting easy and convenient and may be a model for other towns. Here are two of the organizers with more.
Hi, my name is Coralis Davis. I'm a member of the Community Composting Collaborative in Belfast. And we just want everyone, particularly in Belfast, to know that composting is now available at our transfer station. There are bins and compartments set up for both subscribers and free compost donors. Subscribers pay a monthly fee, $18 a month, and are provided with 5-gallon tubs that they can bring home and fill with their food scraps, and then return to the transfer station and pick up a clean bucket. And after a certain period of time, I think maybe in the spring of every year, they are given free compost in return for their food scraps that they've donated. Also, the free public totes are there for people who maybe don't need compost, but want to make the good progress contributing compost produces. And they actually have the option of buying compost from the transfer station as well, or from Scrap Dogs, which is the company that runs it. And this program was citizen initiated in Belfast and also approved unanimously by our city council last July. They are collecting so far about 200 pounds per week, having started November 1st. And they, the people from Scrap Dogs and everyone using the transfer station are apparently pretty excited about this new program. So I'll turn it over to Diane to explain why you should consider doing this.
Thanks, Coralis. I'm Diane Torreson, also part of the Community Composting Collaborative. We're a small group. There are just four of us. And I just want to point out that to subscribe for the subscription service for composting at the transfer station, you want to go to scrapdogs.com, and the online process will be pretty clear once you're there on their website. So why bother? Why bother doing this composting and the work that we did for a couple of years getting this going? We learned that about 40% of the food that's produced in the United States ends up in the trash. And that food waste, once it is in the landfill, is very heavy. It's wet. It can leach chemicals out of all the other garbage that's there. And it also, because it, the way that it's decomposing, produces methane, which is a particularly damaging greenhouse gas. It's expensive. It's expensive to transport all of that garbage to the landfill, which is what's happening to it at the moment here in Belfast. So when we take the time to separate out the food waste and put it into a composting system, we are keeping that garbage out of the landfill, and we're also helping to produce this wonderful rich soil amendment that can help grow more food and grow gardens here locally. So it's a wonderful way to have a recycling within a local economy and at the same time benefit the environment and help mitigate the climate change that comes from that methane that's coming into the atmosphere. It also can save you some money. If you're not putting your food waste into the regular garbage bag that goes to the landfill, it's going to be a lot less heavy. You can fit more in a bag. You'll have fewer bags that are going to end up dumped at the transfer station. And also we'll save tax dollars because we're not hauling that heavy garbage up to the landfill.
I would definitely suggest that any other town residents consider talking to the staff at their own dump or their own transfer station. Find out if there's been any interest in composting there. Talk to your select board or your town leaders and see if they have any knowledge of what might have been going on or what they might like to do. We did a survey, too, and I think that's a great way of gauging interest in a town. And maybe your public library could help you conduct a survey like that. Our little group doesn't have any contact method, but you can go to scrapdogs.com to read about how that company operates it.
And statewide, one could go to the Food Rescue Maine program at the University of Maine. It's the Mitchell Center for Sustainability Solutions. They maintain a list of companies that provide these composting services statewide. So that's another source of information.
For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thank you to all of you who helped out during our pledge drive last week. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.